Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years old and legal resident of Ohio?
I am. How long will this take?
No more than 7 minutes, ma'am. Are you at least 18 years old and legal resident of Ohio? I'm sorry, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you feel secure, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Why, say that again?
Sure. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It's definitely the responsibility.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it's either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container.
They just need to be locked. It just need to be locked, period.
Okay.
Locked, they need to be locked.
Okay, so you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring a firearm to be securely stored?
Yes.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defined secure storage to include a lock safe?
Wait, a what?
A lock safe?
A lock safe?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. In a locked container or case?
Yes. Locked, period. Locked wherever. In a drawer, in a suitcase, in a gun case, but locked up.
Got it. Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
You just said that. I said yes.
Okay.
Any kind of lock. Fingerprint, face ID, key lock, combination lock.
Okay. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded?
No, it should be loaded. It can't be locked and unloaded. There's no point in having a gun.
Okay. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think
that's too convoluted of a question?
Okay. I'm going to repeat the question if you wish. So if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel is or not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you?
That would be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required a gun to be stored securely?
The gun should be stored securely, whether it's the police or a citizen. It shouldn't matter.
Okay. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Right. They still need to have a warrant.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
So you're saying if the gun is locked and the minor still gets access to it.
And is discharged by a minor, yes. And it,
It's still the responsibility of the owner.
Okay. Okay. In that case, would you support that law or oppose to that law?
Well, I'm not sure what the law would be. It's okay. Like common sense. It's like if I own a gun and it's securely locked, but a minor still was able to get access to it, somebody told them how to access it, so that owner would still be responsible.
Okay. And prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I don't agree with a minor having any type of contact with the firearm, hunting or otherwise.
Okay, so you would oppose, I mean, to,
yes,
to that?
Yes, okay. I oppose it.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charge filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support or oppose?
I would support that.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, we're almost done. May I have your age just for statistical purposes?
60.
Thank you so much. And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Black / African American, Hispanic / Latino, Asian, or other?
Other.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something
female.
Else? Thank you.
Female.
Thank you. This is concluding our service. Thank you so much for your time and participation. Have a great day, ma'am. Bye-bye.
You too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.